Blog Talk Radio.
Perez, Shalom. Today we're going to do a revelation beyond the veil teaching. I've been praying, thinking a lot this last few days, and I feel like I need to address some areas regarding the very things that we have been talking about, many of the same things we have been talking about, the incoming Planet X, Nibiru, the Destroyer, Nemesis, which is the brown dwarf's son, and many of these things which are now beginning to really happen. We are beginning to see already some of the effects of this incoming planet object, because it's not just a planet, people. This is what a lot of people do not comprehend. It's not a planet. Ferreira, who was a very well-known scientist, astronomer from Argentina, he called it the planet comet, or the comet planet, because of its trajectory. And he referred to it many times with a grave concern. Now, I have talked a lot about this subject. It's something, for some reason, that consumes me. I cannot explain it to you. It's one of those things that I just cannot get away from it. And at first, I couldn't understand it. It seems like the Almighty drops the pieces of his puzzle in my heart, in my spirit, piece by piece. Sometimes he sends precious lambs to give a little bit of information. And then he sends another precious lamb to send me a book, like a precious sister that sent me the book, really, that got me started and eventually led to me having Douglas Elwell in my program, precious sister. And her name is Cheryl. But, you know, a lot of these things, precious people, that the Lord has, you know, done in my life and doing in my life, these bits and pieces of the puzzle, as they begin to come together, I begin to get a little more revelation here, a little more revelation there. And the reason I decided to switch to Revelations Beyond the Veil, we have been doing messages from Beyond the Veil for a while now. But I sense and I feel like this is a little different. I'm going to be sharing some things with you. You may have never heard before. And all I ask is that when you hear some of these things, okay, do not be quick to judge. Jesus said, do not judge. But if you must judge, judge righteously. And so what I ask of you is listen to this presentation, okay? Listen to it, meditate on it, pray about it, take it to the Lord in prayer, listen to it again. You may have to listen to it maybe more than once, two or three times, before you begin to get a sense of what is being said. And that is the difference between these programs that we do here and just any other, you know, news podcast, because we are not just given information. We are given revelation. And what is revelation, Augusto? It is something that maybe it is hidden in the Word of God, but you have not seen before. He has been there all along. It's nothing new. It's nothing out from, you know, from the left field. It has been in the Word, but written in a way that we have never seen before. And so this is one of those things that, you know, I want to say, because when I share these things, like I said before, you probably never heard this before, and some people may kind of get startled a little bit, and things of that nature. But I want to assure you that this has been done through much prayer, much research in the Word. I have spent years researching the Word of God and this topic in particular. And so I'm going to share some things today which is very, very interesting. And like I said, this has come through years when the Lord has been giving me bits and pieces of the puzzle. And for some reason he did not give it to me all at once. And I believe the reason for that so that he would not overwhelm me. So he would not overwhelm me. Remember when Jesus told his disciples, when his disciples were kind of startled at some of the things that he was sharing with them. And he told him, he says, you cannot, you know, they wanted him to give them more. And he says, you cannot handle more. He says, if the things that I am giving you, you are having trouble with, how can I give you more revelation of heavenly things? You couldn't handle it. And so as it was, the things that Jesus said, it startled many people. It scandalized many. Many wanted to stone him. So this is the way it is when you share something new. Something new, again, not that it is new, but that it is in a new light, in the new perspective, looking at it from a new angle, with a new light, with new revelation. This is, Jesus referred to it as the new wine. Okay? And so one of the first things that the Almighty told me whenever he put me through the school of the wilderness was that I had to take everything or most everything that I had learned and put it on a shelf, put it aside for a moment. And I had to immerse myself in the Word of God. And he says, open your mind when you open the Bible. Open your mind and forget about the preconceived ideas that you have learned in sermons or in the school. I went to a school, a Bible school, for 3 years. He says, the things you learn there, he says, some of them are good, he says, but a lot of it is man-manipulated. And he says, I want you to have a fresh mind, a fresh outlook when you open my Bible, when you open the Word of God, and you read it, let me show it to you. I will unravel it for you. I will unveil it for you. I will reveal things you have never seen before. And this is what has been. This is how I went ahead and did this. So I said all that to share that, these things are very, very important that you share, because look what happened this last weekend. We had some incredibly powerful magnetic storms. We had a G4, G5. There were several flares that were directed head on to planet Earth. And although we did not suffer any major catastrophes, those catastrophes may come afterwards. I have listened to some of the geophysicists, astronomers, scientists, and they said that during the solar flares, nothing would happen. Hopefully nothing would happen, but he says afterwards there was going to be earthquakes and there was going to be some disruptions in the Earth's weather patterns. And there was going to be some of these maybe catastrophes, Earth changes that would be triggered by this. He said, but this would happen afterwards. They also said something that was very, very interesting, which I had thought about but never really understood it until he explained it. And that is that this particular geomagnetic storms, and I saw the graphics on it, by the way, and they were very, very impressive. They were really impressive. And just 2 days ago, there was an 8.7 flare. And this is something that a lot of people don't understand. They don't look at the reports. They don't watch this kind of news, because this is not going to be reported on your 6 o'clock news, by the way. And so those that study these things and have explained it, you're going to have to find them online, which is one of the reasons why they want to take these things offline. They don't want this information online. They want to keep all of this secret away from the people. And so there was another solar X 8.7 that just occurred, the largest flare in a long, long time, according to what I was, from what I saw. And, these solar flares and these things are intensifying. And the thing about it is that I saw also a report from Planet X News and he showed the solar flare in one of the areas where the solar flares happened, which is on the right side of the sun, which you would say is about, what, about, if you look at a clock, that's about like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, okay? Very close to the sun. This is why it's almost impossible to see it, only with special lenses and cameras. And anyway, apparently he has access to this kind of information that he can take and download. And you could see this object right next to the sun, very, very large. And the solar flares were being directed right at this object because the sun is basically reacting with it. And so, you know, there is a lot of information regarding this going on right now. They said that this is going to continue. And one of the things that they said, like I was mentioning before, I didn't quite finish that thought, was that the fact that all of these flares are hitting the planet, he said that the planet is weakening. The planet's planet Earth's geomagnetic sphere is weakening. It's much weaker. Every time one of these solar flare hits it, it's weakened. And he says that the effect of this is accumulative. And he says that if the geomagnetic sphere, right, the protection that we have around us as a planet, that the Creator, our Heavenly Father, in His love and in His fatherly, protection, protected us with, to protect the Earth from all of these meteors and showers and geomagnetic storms. So the Earth would be protected. It's like a shield. It's incredible. Anybody that believes that there is no God, anybody out there that is a heathen, anybody out there that you do not believe in God and you think that all of these things happened by coincidence, just in the Big Bang, voila. You are out of your marbles. You really have lost your common sense and your religion has become a god. And that is what evolution is. It is a religion. They say that it is not. It is a religion. They say that we Christians, we are the ones that are religious. No, 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 sir. No, no. You are the one that have a religion, and your God is that religion. My God is not a religion. My God is real. He is the Creator of all things, and He's the Savior, and He's returning very soon. That's right. And the thing about it is that back a few years ago, I was given a very strange, and I think I shared this with you already, but I need to go back to it because of what I'm going to share with you in this program and in upcoming programs. We're going to be doing Revelation Beyond the Veil. That I found myself sitting across a table from an elderly man. And I don't know who he was. He did not reveal himself to me. He did not give me his name. But apparently he was trying to show something to me, and he was explaining some things to me, and I don't recall many things he said to me. I don't recall it. Some of these things that he said to me and that I have heard in the spirit when I have these visions of the night, I heard them. They are in my spirit, but I cannot bring it out. I cannot extract it from my spirit at this moment. I just can't. But they are there, and I know that these words that have been spoken to me, to my spirit, I know now that they are the ones that guide me, and they're the ones that cause this additional revelation come to me, which many times I don't know where it's coming from, but I have come to understand that it could possibly be these words, these things that I was shown, these things that I seen and heard that I am not able to recollect clearly. But I do remember one thing very, very clearly, and that is there was a scripture holder sitting in the middle of a table. That's all there was. There was nothing else. A scripture holder, you know, like the ones you buy at the Bible bookstore that has a lot of little pieces of paper, right, of scriptures written on it. And you take one. Some are called the bread of life, and, you know, some other have other names. But I have one of those. I've had one of those since I was born again. And I remember that I was looking at that as he was talking to me, and I was looking at that scripture Bible holder. All of a sudden, it turned on its side, exposing the bottom of it to me. And at the bottom of the Bible holder, the scripture Bible, the Bible scripture holder, I read a scripture. Could not remember it. And then I continued to talk to this man. And all of a sudden, again, it goes down on his side, exposing the bottom to me, the bottom of the Bible scripture holder. And I saw the same scripture again. And eventually, I didn't remember either. So it happened a third time. So I knew that this was important, what he wanted me to see and remember. And I saw a scripture. And that scripture was from 1 Samuel. I mean, if you would have asked me, or you would ask any Bible scholar out there, any prophecy teacher, anybody out there, for a scripture regarding the future of what is about to happen, no one would have gone to 1 Samuel. No, nobody would go there. Everybody would go to Daniel. They would go to Ezekiel. They would go to Isaiah. They would go to Revelation. But 1 Samuel? 1 Samuel? No. But this is exactly what was shown to me. And this is about Hannah. When Hannah, remember Hannah, which was the mother, she was the mother of Samuel. And she went to pray to the Lord. And she said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth boasts over my enemies because I rejoice in our salvation. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside you. Neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so very proudly. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are clothed with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, And they that were hungry ceased to hunger, so that the barren has borne seven, and she that has many children has gone feeble. The Lord kills, and this is the one he showed me, from verse 6 to verse 10. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 6 to verse 10 is what I saw in that vision. The Lord kills, the Lord makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts up the beggar from the rubbish to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints. And this is where it gets really good, folks. He will keep the feet of his saints. That's in verse 9. Listen. He will keep the feet of his saints. That word keep is he will protect. He will guard. He will hedge about as with thorns. He will observe and preserve and reserve the feet of his saints. The feet of his saints. The feet of his saints. And then he says, and that word, by the word, that word saints there is the word in the Hebrew, shasid, which means the pious, the godly, the good, the merciful, the holy ones, the saints. And then he says, and the wicked shall be silent. The word wicked there is harasha, which means the ungodly, the guilty, the condemned, the wicked. They shall be silent. That word silent is in the Hebrew damam, which means they will be astonished. Listen carefully to this, people. Pay attention. Pay close attention. That word daman, they shall be silent, means they are going to be dumb. They're going to be dumbfounded. They're going to be astonished. They're going to be cut down. They're going to have to hold their peace, be quiet. The wicked shall be silent in darkness. And that word darkness is, of course, the word, Hebrew word, shoshek, which means in misery, in ignorance, in wickedness. Because when you are in wickedness, listen to me, people. When you are walking in sin and in wickedness and in debauchery, you are blind. You are in darkness. The word of God says that you walketh in the darkness and you stumble and you see not the, you stumble because you see not the light. You have no light to guide you. And therefore you are in darkness. That word also, shoshek, means destruction. Darkness will utterly destroy you because you know not where you are going. You cannot find your way. You are like a blind person trying to find his way, staggering and wobbling because you are in darkness. Jesus, Yeshua, said, I am the light. If you walk after me, if you have me, you shall not stumble and perish. You shall walk and not stumble. That word darkness is shoshek. It means wickedness. It means sorrow. It means death, ignorance, misery, and destruction. And this is what the scripture that I was shown said in 1 Samuel 2:9. First, that he will keep the feet of his saints. And secondly, that the wicked would be silent, astonished, broken, in ignorance, in astonishment. And then he says that the end of that verse says, for by strength shall no man prevail. And that word strength there is coach, which is a very rare, unused Hebrew word. And that means by his own power, by his own force, by his own might, by his own strength, by his own wealth, by his own substance. Listen to me. He says, no man shall prevail by his own strength, his own wealth, his own substance, his own power. No one is going to be able to prevail. No one. And that word prevail there, of course, you know, that's pretty obvious, prevail. That means going to be able to write this thing out. He's going to be able to go through this thing, right? But the Lord has promised to protect and preserve his people during this perilous time that is upon us. This time that is frightening and chaotic and full of calamity. But even through all this, even through all of these terrible things, there is good news if you are a child of God. And that is that he is going to protect and preserve his people. And so we are able to rest and enjoy peace, shalom, because of the word that he gives us. Right now, there's people running in circles because the financial crisis, the stock markets, they're stumbling. The dollar is stumbling. It's wobbling. It's about to collapse. People are afraid and terrified because of the epidemics and the viruses and this and that. But we are not supposed to be like that, precious people. We are supposed to be... We're not supposed to be in fear of any future event, no matter how devastating, terrible it may appear. This is the promise that we have. He said, Jesus said in Luke 21:28, and when you see these things beginning to come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. Now, let me continue. And that 1 Samuel, going back to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 10. And then he says, the adversaries, that means the enemies of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. That word there is the word shatah, which is where the English word shattered comes from. And broken to pieces, it's like when you take a hammer and you shatter a vessel of clay. That's basically the intent there, what he's trying to say. Shall be broken to pieces. And then he says the primitive, it's a primitive root, which means in the Hebrew, which means to break down by violence, by confusion and fear, to beat down, to be dismayed, or to cause to be dismayed, to terrify, to scare. This is going to be the effect on the adversaries of the Lord. Why? 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 What's going to cause this, Augusto? Well, keep reading. It says, out of heaven, out of Shamayin. Out of Shamayin, that is the heaven, shall he thunder. Something is going to happen out of heaven. He is going to thunder. The Almighty is going to thunder. That word thunder, by the way, is the word raham. It's a very primitive root in the Hebrew language. And that word means violently agitated, specifically to crash like a thunder, like a peals of thunder. It also means to roar, to roar. Have you ever read the scriptures where it says he will roar out of heaven? Well, that's what that's talking about. Have you ever read in the book of Revelation about the seven thunders? It says the Lord shall judge the ends of the earth. He shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. And so, out of heaven, something is going to happen in the heavens. Something is going to come out of heaven. That is what I have been trying to shed light on here in this passage of Scripture. Something is going to happen in the heavens, folks, that is going to cause the adversaries of the Lord to be terrified, to basically wet themselves, soil themselves. So terrifying is this going to be. He says that he is going to thunder. He's going to thunder from heaven. Thunder. He's going to thunder. And so this is praise you, Lord. There's a lot of scripture that talk about the Lord, a voice that roars, he thunders, in the book of Job, chapter 37, verse 4. In Job 37, verse 5, it says, God thundered marvelously with his voice. Again, Job chapter 40 talks about God thunders. In Psalm 18, it said, the Lord also thundered in the heavens. Psalm 29:3, thundered, the thunder of the Lord. It talks about in Daniel and Psalms 96 verse 11. It says, "Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof." And there's a lot of scriptures like that, precious people. A lot of scriptures like that. And, you know, we see there that he's talking about something is going to happen in the heavens that is going to cause the people to be terrified. So what could that be, Augusto? And by the way, while all of this is happening, the people of God need not be afraid. They need not be afraid. There's going to be rejoicing. And there's another scripture that comes to mind right now as I'm sharing this with you. Praise you, Lord. And uh, In the book of Malachi, chapter 4, he says in verse 1, "For the behold, the day comes that shall burn as an oven. All the proud and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch." Verse 2, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness," that's S-U-N, "the Son of Righteousness," thank you, Jesus, praise you, Lord, blessed be your name, "arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." In other words, have you ever seen the calves when they are in a stall? And all of a sudden they are released from the stall, they're free. It's really something to see how they start jumping up and down and happy. Yeah, that is how it's going to be when we are released from this earthly body, this earthly tabernacle. And then he says, "Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, to turn the heart of the fathers to the children, the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." And so this is something very, very interesting here that I'm going to be sharing with you. And I have been, something is going to happen, precious people. Something is going to happen that is going to affect planet Earth. It's going to affect planet Earth. It's going to affect everything that we know here in planet Earth. And something is going to happen that is going to cause the fulfillment of these scriptures that I just read and these things that I just shared with you. Something is going to come out of the heavens that is going to basically bring an end to this system of things that we have. And, when I first interviewed Douglas Elwell, again, because of precious sister that wrote me about it, and I have been reading it. It's very, 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 very difficult to read. It's very, it's got a lot in it. And I interviewed him. He believes that Planet X does not come every 3,600 years. He believes it's probably more closer to a couple, 2,000 years or so. 1,000 years coming and 1,000 years going. But, there is room for that, and that is very possible if we look at some of the things that happen in the scripture. Remember when the sun stood still and the sundial went backwards? Something happened back then in the days of Joshua. Of course, that was during the Exodus, which is when the last time that this object came by. And there have been others that have said that the great star of Bethlehem was none other than Planet X. Again, we cannot confirm this. This is something we just cannot confirm and say it either is or it wasn't. It's possible. It is very possible. And so there is definitely, though, a relationship between Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and this planet. There's definitely a relationship. And the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 29 to 30, it talks about those days, that immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. The powers of the heaven shall be shaken. That is the heavenly bodies. Okay? And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Now, that is a very mysterious, and I have been perplexed by this for a long, long time. Thank you, Lord. What is this mysterious sign of the Son of Man? And then it says, shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And so there is definitely a relationship and a connection here between Planet X and the second coming of Jesus Christ. And this is very, very, very perplexing thing. And I know, like I said, that some people may not be, may not have heard this before, and maybe you're not ready to hear this. But this is something that is very, very, very interesting. And there's a lot of things here that we need to consider. There is a scripture in the Word of God that talks about, of course, the Second Peter 3:7-8, but the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. And there's a lot of things that are very, very interesting in the scripture. And again, I want to share some of it with you today. Okay? And this star, okay, this star that is going to appear, the sign of the Son of Man, it's not just something that's going to appear and people are going to look at it and say, wow, this event is really going to bring a lot of destruction on the planet. And he's going to attack the enemies of God's people, of Israel. But it's not just talking about the Jews in Israel, because that's a topic for another time. In the New Testament, when you hear the word Israel, that is a spiritual Israel made up of both Jews and Gentiles. Spiritual Israel. It's there in the scripture. Look it up. Study your word. Study the Bible to show yourself approved. When the word of God talks about the elect, it's not talking about the Jews, the physical Jews that were born in the land of Israel alone. No. It's talking about those that are the spiritual Israel, those that have been born again. You cannot become a part of this spiritual Israel unless you're born again. It doesn't matter if you're born in a Jew or born in the area of that area of the world, in Jerusalem and that region now called Israel, State of Israel. It doesn't matter if you were born there. If you have not gone through the door, like all the early disciples, like all the early apostles, which were Jews, they had to be born again. They had to go through the door, which was Jesus. Yeshua. Unless you are born again of the water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. You cannot be a part of this spiritual Israel or the spiritual Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem. You may have been to Jerusalem many times over, this Jerusalem in Israel. But there is another spiritual Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem. That is the one that you want to make sure you are able to go there. Mm-hmm. This star is going to attack the enemies of the Most High and the enemies of the children of the Lord. The sign of the Son of Man appears there in Matthew 24:30. And also, the scripture talks about a scepter. A scepter. And this idea, Revelation 2:26-28, it says, "And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall be broken to pieces, to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star." There you go. Thus, the destruction of God's enemies in the end, right, in the day of the Lord, has to do with the destruction of planet Earth. Like a clay pot, it's going to be smashed by the great star in heaven. And this is what Balaam predicted, exactly what Balaam, remember, we talked about this. He predicted this. And thank you, Lord. There's also in 2 Peter 1:19, he says, "We also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts." Praise you, Lord. And then also in Revelation 22:16, it says, "I, Jesus, I've sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star." And so this object, whatever it is from the heavens that is going to come from where the Lord is going to utter and roar and thunder, it's going to come out of heaven. And they're going to be able to see something in heaven while this is happening. It's not just going to be the sound of a thunder. There's going to be something in heaven. And I believe it has to do with the sign of the Son of Man appearing in the heaven. And this means that there's something going to happen in the heavens. There's going to be something in the heavens that is going to be so bright in its appearance. It's going to be so magnificent and so frightening at the same time. That's going to rival the sun in its brightness. Could this be the sign of the Son of Man? Could this be the day star that Malachi, that we just read a short time ago, described as the Sun of Righteousness, the S-U-N, that will rise with healing in its wings, of course. That is also a reference to Yeshua. You cannot separate Yeshua from this celestial event. You just can't. The Son of Righteousness. And so there's a lot here, and I'm not gonna be able to share it all in this podcast today, but I'm going to take bring it to you bit by bit, a little bit of revelation at a time. And so, you know, this planet is really going to make, it's going to wreak havoc. And it's going to do something. It's going to do something to the Earth's atmosphere. And we'll be sharing more about that in upcoming podcasts. But I was an enclosure. I mean, let me share a couple of things. I was a couple of nights ago, I was getting ready to, you know, to retire. The sun was going down. The sun was still, you know, going down. And I looked out. I just happened to look out, and the skies were a magnificent red. I mean, blood red. Not just a little pink or no. They were blood red, and they were all over the western horizon, and even reaching into the northern areas. And I told my wife, I said, if you want to see some of the auroras being caused by this geomagnetic storm, go outside right now. So she did, took pictures of it. She had never seen it before. And I have been hearing this last few days the word photons and photonic. The photons. And this thing that is happening with this geomagnetic storm is going to cause changes on planet Earth, and it is also going to cause changes in human beings. And you know where I'm heading with this. But that, my friends, is for another podcast, another time. We pray and trust that this has been a blessing to you. This is Augusto Perez. Until next time, God bless you, and shalom.